Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Him in the right spot again, using the clock in his favor. Marino for McDuffie. Oh, and he caught it in traffic over Roger Jones. Oh, it hurts for David Shula, but McDuffie with a sparkling pitch for the touchdown.
You know, you never get tired of hearing your own highlights, no matter who you are. Bring them in, man. O.J. McDuffie, former Miami Dolphins wide receiver and huge fan of every sport in this town because he was really good at all of them.
That's right.
I think he played everything except hockey.
Sure he did.
I know he didn't play no hockey, but how you doing, O.J.?
He might have in Ohio.
Hey, did you guys find that audio on 8-track?
Hey, man, at least we still have it, damn it. We still got it ready to go.
We took that thing right off of tape. You know that, cassette tape. That's where we got it.
OJ, how you doing, man? What'd you think of the Dwayne Wade news?
Hey, you know I love D-Wade, man. It's Wade County again. And, you know, I love the fact that he's coming home, you know, and Dwayne being here, it's only fitting. It really is, man, to finish out his career as a Miami Heat player, the greatest Miami Heat player ever.
Yeah. Hey, we got to ask you about another hot topic here. I've been waiting on this one. The guy that plays the way you did, used a lot of the same way you are. What's going to happen with the Jarvis Landry thing? What do you think will happen?
You know, I love Juice. You know, if his nickname is Juice like mine,
right.
You know, I got to love him, man. And, you know, it's interesting because everybody talks about the money he's asking for and the fact that he's a quote-unquote slot receiver. You know, people underestimate slot receivers, what they bring to the table, as I know.
Very important. I agree.
Yeah, especially in this day and age, Joe. You know, that's you see more and more offenses utilizing the slot receiver more and more. The outside guy can be double-teamed a lot of times, where the slot receiver has a lot of leeway. And Jarvis has been able to be that guy to move chains. They talk about, you know, his yards and lack of touchdowns at times. But, man, the emotion he brings to the team and also the first downs he continues to make, That's what it's really all about, man. Keeping the chains moving, keeping your team going, keeping your team juiced up. And that's what Jarvis brings to the table.
Yeah, I was wondering. The other stuff, because he is so emotional sometimes, can you control that more? Does that come with time? I know that's going to be one thing they talk about. He got kicked out of the last game. What about that, OJ?
Yeah, I don't mind him getting kicked out for defending Kenyon Drake. I wish his lineman would have defended him as well as they were walking away from the scuffle. But, you know, I tell you, Joe, it's like it seems like the whole team needs to have a little more discipline. So it's not just Juice and that stuff.
Right.
Like
that's very
team,
true.
You know?
Very true.
Yeah. So I think they need to reel everybody back in, you know, pre-snap penalties, you know, putting ourselves in bad down and distant situations. But Juice is always on the edge, you know, of, you know, being a little too much. And I think he does need to reel it in. But I think we need to reel the whole team in, you know, get a little better control of everybody on that roster.
Well, Jay, what did you think about the Super Bowl?
I loved it. Oh, anytime I obviously I root against New England for the last, I don't know how many Super Bowls they've been in.
As we all have, yeah.
And I haven't been very successful, man. You know, and I got a lot of really good friends in Philly who are going to school at Penn State. So it was a fun one to watch finally at the end where, you know, a good team. And, of course, for Doug Peterson, you know, that was even more gratifying for me to see Dougie go in there and get a big dub like that against a team that, you know, has been kicking everybody's butt for couple decades now.
OJ, before you get to your bowling charity event, this guy next to me, we had a bet that he said if he could, the first three games, he could bowl and bowl for a while, that he could bowl a 200 point game. I'm saying no way.
Well, you know, we've had this little chat,
Zach and I. I've already talked to my coach. My coach is on the line right now.
I don't care who it is, man. That damn sport is hard.
Well, I tell you, the key to the whole thing, Joe, is to make sure you bowl a few strikes. You don't have to bowl a bunch. You don't have to bowl all strikes. You can't leave any frames open.
Can't leave them open. Got to get spares. Got to get spares with high numbers in front of it. I agree.
That's right. You know, and he can do that. You know, it's all about what kind of ball he throws. You know, you're throwing that straight ball.
Why are you building him up? There is no way this non-athletic dude next to me is going to throw a 200-yard, 200-point game.
What does an athlete have to do with this? Do I have to run a 40-yard dash before I throw the ball?
No, but there's some.
I can drink beers also, right? There's not a lot of athletes out there.
You can drink beer. There's no question. It's a beer drinking game. OJ, I know you're kissing Zach's ass a little bit. I'm asking you now. We're going to try this again. I've known you a long time. First three games. Mm-hmm. I don't care. You can go to any bowling. Hell, you can put those little bumpers up on the side. You ain't going 200.
Oh, you want to put money where your mouth is with that one?
Yeah.
I'll throw right off the side on that.
No, I was exaggerating.
Yeah, exactly.
OJ, he can't bowl 200. You don't come out and bowl 200. Huh?
When's the last time you bowled, Zach?
I would say about 3 or 4 months ago.
Okay.
That's not bad.
So, oh, get out of here.
It's not been like 10 years since I picked up a bowling ball.
You got soft, OJ. God. Jeez. Well, call his ass out. He got no shot.
My coach is on the line. I love OJ, and OJ does a lot for the community as well.
What do you average? I want to get – what do you average?
OJ's got to be 225, 230, 240.
No way. That's pro.
No. I haven't bowled in a while. I'll probably be about 185 right now.
Oh, okay.
So he averages 185. Yes. You're going to go out and bowl a 200
game. I don't have to bowl three 200 games in a row. The first game I could bowl a 9.
You know,
it doesn't matter.
I know what happened, but since I've been working, you've gotten real make-believe world. There is no way you're bowling it. You haven't been out there, and you're just going to run into a 200 game. No shot.
Yeah, I think I can. I told you I can. One out of three, I think I'm fine.
OJ,
like
what kind of money would you bet on this? OJ, as a guy that used to like to have a little fun in the money, what do you think?
I'd probably just bet lunch on that one, Joe. I probably wouldn't go too far with that.
Lunch is always a good bet.
Now you're coming. Now you can promote your event. I feel better.
OJ does a lot for the community. Strikes for Kids is coming up February 18th at Sparrows Lanes from 12 to 4 p.m. It's in Davie, right off University Drive. It's $500 for a team. One celebrity will be with each team, four bowlers per team. And obviously there's fun, there's food, there's music, all kinds of stuff going on that day. OJ, tell us a little bit more about it, and I'll give out the email addresses just in case you're interested.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Zach and Joe. I appreciate it. You know, it's presented by Ultimate Sportswear, which you guys know is also the sponsor of the jerseys for the Miami Heat. So they're going to be a big sponsor of ours for this event. And we got some supporting sponsors in Rossomano and Borrello and Joe Cone, the law firms that, you know, that always come out and show us a lot of love. But we got a nice little celebrity list, too. You know, guys like Jason Taylor's going to come out there. Kenny Anderson's going to be out there. Johnny Alfredall is going to be out there. You know, Big O and Pat, whose son just committed to Alabama. Pat Sertan, he's going to be out there. It's going to be nice. Our music, DJ Hercules, you know, one of the best DJs in the country. So it's going to be a great event, as it always is. We got a great goodie bag. A lot of friends and family always come out and show a lot of support. So it's a lot of fun, man. And that's what we do. We try to party with a purpose, as we've heard from some really good DJs, and, you know, and go out there and raise some money for some kids down here in South Florida.
Like I said, $500 a team. Contact Teresa or Fran. Teresa is theresa.ansbaugh, A-N-S-B-A-U-G-H at yahoo.com, or Fran at mcduffyreality.com.
Ronde Gadsden. He called a Ronde Gadsden Big O.
Big O, that's right, yeah.
And let me tell you, his ass got big. There ain't no question about that.
Staying out of that
He
one.
Moved from wide Staying receiver to defensive tackle. So if American Heritage lost that kid, don't worry about it. They got another one ready to go.
Yeah, I've seen him in uniform, in American Heritage uniform.
That was funny. Was that video funny? That video was fun. That picture was funny. Him running out. That team. He's the best, man.
Oh,
he is.
Gotta love
that's
that.
A funny best, dude, man.
That is great. So it's coming up this February 18th, 12 to 4 p.m. I will tweet out from the Joe Rose Show and at Zach Krantz on Twitter the flyer for it. So just in case you need information on that, it's always a fun time at Spares in Davie with OJ and crew out there. Kajana going to be out there, too. Kajana's a pretty good bowler,
you know
too.
He is. Yeah. Kajana.
Kajana's in love now, though, man. Where's Kajana on that personal life right now?
Whoa.
Hey, you know, I put the heat on him last week, Joe, about getting married, man.
He,
you
know, like, when I saw him and he entered,
so I thought it's his turn now.
He introduced me to the girl, and I was like, Kajana, you? My react right in front of the girl, I went, Kajana, you? And he had that.
We all got to grow up, man.
You two, we lived through you two, and you two have, like, grown up and mature now, and.
Yeah,
no boy.
That's it.
OJ, thank you, buddy. You take care.
All right, you guys. Hey, big shout out to my Plantation Stars 9U team. How about that?
There you go.
Look at that. That's right.
I like that. That's good, OJ.
That's it. See you later, coach.
All right, guys.
I'll talk to you.
OJ McDuffie.
That's my bowling coach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.